Welcome to Improve Something Today. I'm Brian. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. But not today. Today, I'm feeling stuck. Is it because the world is beyond improvement? No, we're still here. And it's easy, I hope, for you to see the problems of the world as gaps, as the difference between the way things are today and the way things need to be, the way things will be in the future. The project of human flourishing is still here, and it's just as pressing as ever, even as it is being impeded ever more grotesquely by these forces and individuals, the NIMBYs, the Christianists, the sad-souled little men with their Blue Lives Matter flags, the rent-seeking capital class, the folks who increasingly hoard our wealth, even as more of us die because of something as pathetic and uncontrolled and unmitigated as the coronavirus. The racist, spineless Republicans who work every day to consolidate their gains and inflict sufferings on others. All these forces of deliberate cruelty and the most asinine kind of evil. To these forces and these individuals, I guess I should say, fuck you. That's an area where I'm not feeling stuck, right? Our species' victory, our victory will not be symbolic, but it'll be material, and it will not be partial. It'll be total. The kindnesses and grace that we extend to each other and to all living beings will even be extended to you, and that we will allow you to slink off, die off, fuck off, you shit-for-brains tribalistic losers of this great 10,000-year game of humanity. And that's fate wholly unjust given the evils that you sustain daily. Well, I guess I'm not feeling stuck about how I feel about them, but what about the rest of us? What are we going to do? We have this world, a world full of people and things and systems, and we have the possibility for improvement. And we have, I guess, today, and the day that's right here in front of us. And friends, I'm really at a loss for what to do today, for how to use it. I mean, I'll spend the day learning together with my client, trying to support my peers, being present and attentive for my family, but how to use it? What can I really do to push things forwards? I'm stuck. I'm really stuck, and I've been feeling stuck for a while. But I'm also unwilling to let my stuckness be the reason that I let things wither away. And still, what's the point of listing off different continuous improvement methods and tips and tricks when we're all stuck? We're stuck at home. We're stuck in a global pandemic. We're stuck with our racist past and present. We're stuck in this feeling of being stuck. Well, from where I sit, I see my bookshelf, and the continuous improvement books don't hold any appeal today, nor do the books on what meditation or design or facilitation or architecture, any of this fun crap. I'm in a condition for poetry. So that's what I have today, and that's what I can share with you today. I give you The Tables Turned by William Wordsworth. Up, up, my friend, and quit your books, or surely you'll grow double. Up, up, my friend, and clear your looks. Why all this toil and trouble? The sun above the mountain's head, a freshening luster mellow, through all the long green fields has spread his first sweet evening yellow. Books! 'Tis a dull and endless strife. Come hear the woodland linnet. How sweet his music on my life. There's more of wisdom in it. And hark, how blithe the throstle sings. He too is no mean preacher. Come forth into the light of things. Let nature be your teacher. She has a world of ready wealth, our minds and hearts to bless. Spontaneous wisdom breathed by health, truth breathed by cheerfulness. One impulse from a vernal wood may teach you more of man, of moral evil, and of good, than all the sages can. Sweet is the lore which nature brings. Our meddling intellect misshapes the beauteous forms of things. We murder to dissect. Enough of science and of art. Close up those barren leaves. Come forth and bring with you a heart that watches and receives. So I guess what Wordsworth is saying is you should close your book or whatever and go for a walk. I'm going to do just that. I'll be back with you again soon. And we can get back into the problems that we see and the opportunities for improvement and how to find those gaps and kick the living crap out of them. We can do that together and soon. Thanks for listening.